Hey everyone, good morning. I'm Murph from the University of Illinois, and my co-author is Sam King, also from the University of Illinois. So, a little while ago I was trying to figure out what to do, watching some YouTube, and I came upon this video of a penguin named Lala, who was adopted by a Japanese couple, and it wears an adorable little backpack, and they've taught it to walk all the way to the market for him and buy him fish every day. And I thought that was really cool. So this is definitely what I was going to do. So I did some research and looked into it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of rules and regulations about using animals in research, and it's not actually computer science either. So I was like, all right, robotic penguin. That'll do it. But that thing looks really complicated. So I just built a robot. So this is Isaac. It's a Roomba with a netbook, a Kinect, a little coffee holder, and a Nerf gun. He fetches coffee for me instead of fish. So anyways, this got me thinking about robotics. And there's a trend towards increasing use of robots in our world. They've been in manufacturing for a long time, but now you've also got things like the Roomba, which is in, you know, tens of thousands of households. And this one on the right is Willow Garage's PR2. It can do your laundry with like a regular laundry machine and fold everything when it's done, and it's really cool. And so we think that with increasing use of robotics, you're also going to have an increase in general purpose robots, robots like the PR2, which can actually be programmed to do a lot of different things. In fact, you could hopefully go online and download an application for it and, you know, have it play billiards and excite your friends way too much. So we decided that we were going to build the first robot app store with a handful of robot apps, and we're going to do it with a security focus in mind to see what we found. So we're going to start out with a quick comparison between robot apps and traditional ones. There's some interesting stuff there. And then we'll walk through three apps that we designed and some of the security-related design decisions we came upon and interesting things. So the good news is that robots are pretty similar to computers. In fact, they have computers on them. They run commodity hardware. They use commodity operating systems. We're still going to have to deal with all the security problems we've gotten comfortable with. Trojans, malicious users, buffer overflows, firewalls, it'll all be there. Fortunately, there's also a bunch of differences. Robots move around. They're inherently probabilistic. Robots never really know things for sure. They just have a good idea. They're pretty sure where they're at or pretty sure what you told them, but they never really know. And they operate in the real world on vastly different abstractions than computers. They don't have a set list of files or processes or users that are allowed to log in. They interact with, you know, every object in the world, or they can potentially manipulate them in infinite ways. So it's much more complicated. You can't be exhaustive in your security policies. And the bad things that can happen are a bit worse. The computer, maybe you lose your data or someone steals some information. With a robot, you know, it could hurt your children, burn your house down, steal your stuff and drive away with it. So it's a little bad. The first app that we designed and actually built is the coffee buying app. So basically, I live up on the fourth floor, and we have a coffee shop on our first floor. So it goes over, takes the elevator down, buys some coffee at the coffee store, comes back up, and gives it to the right person. So if you were going to design this, you'd want to use a high-level API, because you don't want your application developers doing, like, obstacle avoidance and face recognition. That should all be in your robot framework. So you'd end up with some really simple pseudocode, like, you know, figure out where you're at, figure out who the user is, go to the coffee shop, wait for coffee, go back, give it to the right person. Pretty simple. But the issue I found here is working with users. You're never positive who you're working with, you know? On a computer, you've got this de facto security standard. Whoever logged in is your user, and you just trust that. But in a robot, you've got some guy who said, hey, go buy me a coffee. And, you know, how do you know who he is? Like, maybe you do facial recognition, and you're 85% sure. Or maybe you know whose office that was, and you're kind of sure. But you never really know. So you're going to have to work with probabilistic identification. First off, you've got a lot of sensors on your robot. You know, maybe you can also find how tall he is, listen to his voice, look at his clothing, see if it's the same as what he was wearing earlier when you saw him. And you're going to have to try to combine all these things to get a good idea of who you're talking to, but it'll never be 100% accurate. So that's something that is just going to plague robotics forever. The second app that we worked on is the Labrador app. Basically just make your robot act like a dog. If you've ever been on an app store, this is the kind of app you expect to find. It's pretty simple, you know. Wait for you to throw the ball, go pick it up, bring it back to you, say woof. The thing this got me thinking about is permissions. You know, if this was an Android app for your cell phone, you'd see a permissions dialogue like this. It says that the robot can move around so it can follow the ball. Manipulation with the robot arm so it can pick the ball up. Video or vision so that it can identify the ball and you. Speakers so it can say woof. And noticeably, it doesn't need the internet. So you might think that you don't have to worry about privacy with this application because, you know, it can't contact its author via the internet. But in reality, these permissions on a robot kind of allow it to do anything. It can drive anywhere, pick anything up. It could, you know, wait until it hears you say your credit card information or sees your credit card somewhere. And then when you're not in the room, it could pick up the phone, dial its author, and read it, your credit card information. Or it could steal your jewelry and just drive down the street to the author's house. So you're going to have some higher level permissions constructs. You're going to have stuff like specific objects in the real world that the app is allowed to interact with. It can locate the ball or move it around, not just anything. Perhaps it can identify the user, but it only has to do so anonymously. It doesn't need to know your name and all your vital information, just like the API could, you know, give it a pseudonym and say, yeah, this is the same guy that you talked to earlier. And you can restrict things to say, you know, you can only make noise when the user's present or move short distances, you know, perhaps restrain it to your yard or whatever. Third application is My Advisor in His Office app. And this is the most useful thing that my robot can do, in my opinion. So as you can see, there's a little bit of a walk from my office to my advisor's. And he's not always there, and I like to ask him questions, so I have to go and check on a lot to see if he's around. So I was like, all right, sweet. I'll send Isaac over to check if Sam's in his office. We wrote this one. It's pretty simple. Move to the office, identify the people there, move back, tell me who was there, tell me if Professor King was in it. Issue this got me thinking about is privacy, and privacy is really tough on robotics. They've got a flawless memory. The robot will know every person that was in that office or have pictures of them. It'll be able to know every person that it saw on the way in the hallways, and it'll always know these things. It doesn't forget or miss details. And unlike computers, you don't choose when you interact with a robot, you know? You could be sitting in your room doing whatever, and then the robot wheels in and sees you doing something, and it knows forever. So privacy is going to be a really big issue with robots. And it's kind of an open question for me. Hopefully, we want to try to give users a method of declaring your preferences for privacy. We're thinking you could model it along like a social network kind of construct. Like you could say, you know, my friends are allowed to know where I am, and my family is allowed to know what I'm up to in the evenings, and give some preferences like that that hopefully your framework could follow. And also, it's going to be very important to keep track of what the robot knows and hopefully communicate that back to people. So when a guy's like, man, I've seen that little robot like 10 times today, hopefully they've got some method to look up who is controlling that robot. And, you know, was it following them around all day or was it just a coincidence? So privacy is going to be an open question. That's pretty interesting. And so in conclusion, general purpose robots are becoming more common. And with them, we're going to see robot applications. And with robot applications, we're going to need some new solutions for security, things that we haven't dealt with before. I think that this is an opportunity for us as a community to get in at the ground floor and make some good decisions before random people make bad ones for us. Thank you very much.